Super Science Me.
Welcome. This is a Super Science Me Cyberpunk Snippet Special, featuring an amazing project containing lots of science fiction, social criticism, and a little bit of cyberpunk.
I am a science fiction author and I'm an aviation writer. I write about plane crashes and I am German-American and I live in Estonia and I have a lot of travel time, which means I have a lot of time to read. I'm particularly interested in science fiction and fantasy as a genre. I was a Nebula nominee in 2014, a long time ago, and a conversation came up, a situation came up where we were talking about old women in science fiction. And I should say I'm 50, so, you know, I'm kind of looking for people who are like me in my literature, whereas I think 30 years ago I wouldn't have thought about this or noticed this.
Sylvia's project asks, where are the old women in science fiction?
Initially, I was looking at science fiction and fantasy as a whole, and I felt that there were certain roles that older women got put into. And so you've got the crone, you've got the stepmother, you've got the meddling wise woman. And, you know, there's all these very specific roles. And that was interesting to me that for this particular slice of gender and age, that it seemed much more tightly defined than it was for other groups or than it was for old men who seemed to have a lot broader range. And it was at Worldling SF, the conference that we met at, where the organizers said, okay, but we're really thinking about science fiction and your examples are all fantasy. And I went, huh, good point.
Sylvia and I met at the conference Worlding SF that took place in Graz last December. In case you're interested in what research and thoughts on science fiction were presented there, listen to our 16th episode entitled Sci-Fi Worlds. It features this very conference.
Where are the old women? What's happened? And, you know, there's all these things, there's generations on a meteor mining, asteroid mining thing, or in a generation slip or whatever. And there was like no old women who had speaking parts or who had really useful roles. And I say no, I couldn't think of any.
Where are the old women in science fiction? Sylvia starts to scan through her own readings and she starts to ask people on the internet.
Can you name me books with major characters? And I didn't have to be the protagonist, but with a major character who is an old woman. And that's been lots and lots of fun because that's been huge amounts of dialogue and huge amount of interactions. And so that's what started the whole project.
The project is first and foremost a list that Sylvia is working on. It lists old women in science fiction.
Realizing that I was thinking about fantasy, and then when I started looking at science fiction, I found that there are tropes that are very common to old women, but they're not the same ones as in fantasies. So you don't have wise women, and you don't tend to have wise women. You don't tend to have crones. But what you do have is, for example, what I call the elder babe. And it's a woman who is clearly over 50, but everything about her, she's Elizabeth Taylor. You know, she walks gracefully. She, her joints never ache. Her hair is long and lush, and, you know, so, and I'm not saying these women don't exist, but there was, seemed to be a real lack of women who were just old, you know, and were just normally. The body snatcher was another trope I found. So there's a huge amount of old women who are then modified back into young women, either through medical procedures or through taking somebody's body. And the one that's kind of a riff on this and really good is Old Man's War with John Scalzi. Does this whole thing of, and we are now taking over other people's bodies. But I was a little bit dismayed how often that comes up as a trope. And it's like, okay, so...
So in the rare cases when old women show up in science fiction, the story is often that they transform into young women again. And often they are body snatchers, for that matter. Furthermore, even if these women are not body snatchers, the rejuvenation, so what they do with their younger body, is not really thought through very often.
If you are 80 in a 20-year-old's body, and we're in the same aging paradigm as we are here, so most of your life is behind you, what does that mean and how does that change things? And there's only a couple of books that actually try to deal with this as a as an option. Well, and then the other problem, especially with asking the internet, the other problem was definitions. So I got people going like, oh, yeah, science fiction with an old woman. How about Dune? Jessica was old. And I'm like, Jessica was 30. You know, she had a teenage son and a small child. This is not, you know, I'm looking at after motherhood and at a later stage. And that seemed to come up a lot, that I think to do with the age that people were when they read the book. So if they read something when they were 16, that woman stuck in their head as an old woman, even though she was the same age as you know, any other mother. Also a lot of aliens. And it's like, okay, if I don't know how aliens age, and the Culture series is one of these. These are, you know, Ian Banks's Culture series is all aliens. We don't really know how they work. We don't really know what their lifespan is. I don't think you can show that as a representation of old women. So I had to define various aspects of it in order to be able to wade through. And then one of the awful ones was, okay, so what's science fiction and what's fantasy, right? So it's like, oh no, this is difficult.
Back to Sylvia's research for The List.
I found in the end, I have found a total of 35 books. If you think about how many science fiction books in there, you know, I mean, I kind of get like all excited, like, oh, wow, I'm up to 35 now. This is great. But actually, that's awful, right? You know, for major characters, not necessarily main characters, major characters that are effectively over 50 with most of their lives behind them, it's vanishingly few. I mean, you know, it's effectively invisible. And you do get this again. You get this with old men to an extent, but you also get these, you know, there's plenty of stories that are the good cop turned bad before retirement, or, you know, the guy who's been pulled in, the Secret Service guy who has been pulled in to save the day at the last minute. And you have all these specific roles that old men are put into that women just don't get to see.
Looking at the 35 books that Sylvia's lists of science fiction that features old women as major characters assembles, strange patterns emerge and interesting correlations show up.
In the 35 books, there is a bizarrely high number of women who are politicians, and that seems to be sort of a designated role. The other odd one was initially I couldn't find any black women. And I thought, okay, so we have not enough black women in, not enough diversity anyway, and not enough black women in science fiction. And then we have not enough old women in science fiction. So once you're old and you're black, it gets really rare. And then I found three books. I don't have the list in front of me, but three books, I believe, with women who are black and older. And every single one is a post-apocalypse novel. And it's like, okay, so what does this mean? You have to, if you are Black and you want to be old, you have to survive the apocalypse. I don't, you know. And it's a very odd thing. And that's something that I would like to explore further. Is there some kind of meaning to be gleaned here? Is there some sort of prejudice that's coming to the front that I'm not spotting? I'm not sure. So what I'm doing is I'm pulling out, okay, here are the descriptions. Here is how I can tell this woman is old. And Dr. Roberta Meyerhofer, I think, well, one of the professors at the University of Graz took me aside and said, look, you need to be careful that you're not watching for stereotypes, that you're not insisting that a stereotype exists for you to count a woman as old. And that was a really good point that, you know, if I say, well, they have to be decrepit, then that's its own. Then, you know, all I'm doing is furthering a different. So one of the things I'm doing is for each book, I'm making a note as to where are we getting a sense of age? You know, and sometimes it's because the person has grown children. And sometimes it's because there's a specific reference. As a result of this, I'm trying very hard on the books to make notes as to what is it that tells me that this person is older and look for a broad range of markers and not say, okay, well, she has to have bad teeth or she has to have, she has to be overweight or, you know, anything else that one might associate.
Sylvia wants to publish the list soon, but still is figuring out what framework would be best. One thing is certain. It is the ideal list for a book club.
One of the interesting things about this list that I'm finding as I go through it is it's a really eclectic selection of science fiction. The oldest book was published in 1923. We've got two books that were published in 2018. And so it's a really wide span, and they have very little in common, of course, because I'm not choosing by genre. You know, there's some military sci-fi, there's some kind of horror-ish stuff, there's post-apocalyptic. So as a book club list, I think it's awesome because you're not picking a specific style or a specific voice or even a specific gender of author. The gender mix is pretty good. The only thing right now that I think is wrong with the list, which a friend of mine here in Estonia pointed out, is it's heavily, heavily biased towards American writers. And I think that's because I'm working in English. And so you've got some British writers, you've got a lot of American writers. And I think that's like pretty much it. You know, it's like, okay, we must have an Australian here somewhere. And books in translation are not showing up for me at this point. So I'm hoping that it'll still expand. But what I'd love to do is do a reading group. I think there's going to be really fun reading challenge through looking at these books and discussing what we find in them. So that's one thing I'd really like to do.
If you know any science fiction that features old female protagonists in major roles, find Sylvia at intrigue.co.uk and write to her. What she's looking for?
Absolutely. Please, please, please do mail me with anything you find that you feel fits. What I'm looking for is by old. In human terms, I'm really looking at postmenopausal, but that doesn't help a lot because women in books don't have periods, right? So not in science fiction novels. So you can't really tell. But that's a phase of life where like her childbearing years are behind her. She's lived most of her life. She is moving on to a phase where she's probably not going to change the world through anything other than a last-ditch effort. By woman, I mean uses female pronouns, and I really don't care to get into anything beyond that. But I do mean human. So if it's an alien race, then I don't see that as representative of old women. And one thing that I was excited about is that, so I have a list, it is only 35 books, but there are two books on there that are eligible for the Hugo. And I thought, whoa, if we could have Hugos full of old women. One of them is Becky Chambers, Record of the Spaceborn Few, and the other one is Blackfish City by Sam J. Miller. And again, interestingly, both of these women are Black and both of these women are gay. So I think that this has something to do with diversity trends and it's rippling on into old women.
Thank you. This was a Super Science Me Cyberpunk Snippet special featuring the amazing project of Silvius Brook-Wrigley of making a list containing science fiction that features old women in major roles. Find all information on Super Science Me as a podcast on superscience.podigy.com. Find us on the Viennese community radio Radio Orange under O94.at. Find us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter under our name Super Science Me. Super Science Me.